Listen to Today with Sean O'Rourke with the RTE Radio Player.
Yesterday, Democrats in the United States House of Representatives filed two articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump. The charges, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress relating to his dealings with Ukraine. In a tweet, Mr. Trump has described the process, not for the first time, as a witch hunt. With me now, Dr. Graham Finlay, lecturer in the School of Politics and International Relations in University College Dublin. Graham, good to see you again. Are you surprised the Democrats have gone down this route? Just why only two charges?
I'm not so totally surprised, but it is a very interesting play. So they could have had up to four charges. They could have had a charge of bribery, because that's in the Constitution. Now, the president's behavior could maybe be better described as extortion rather than bribery, but that's not in the Constitution. And they could have had obstruction of justice, which was one of the charges against Bill Clinton. Mm-hmm. But moderate Democrats weren't completely happy with these wider charges, which they thought needed a little bit more evidence. And in fact, those moderate Democrats, while winning on getting quite narrowly drawn articles of impeachment, may still cause trouble for Nancy Pelosi in the House. There's a group of 10 of them who are unhappy about impeachment. And when the House vote comes up next week, it looks like, they may vote to censor, may vote against impeachment, thinking that it's better to censure the president. Now, most Democrats believe that that's not a sufficient penalty for what Donald Trump has done. And it sounds like Nancy Pelosi is confident that she has the votes.
Yeah. If they were to have the lesser charge the lesser move towards censure as opposed to impeachment, would it then have to go to be ratified by the Senate?
No. I mean, it would just be a motion of censure.
So it would be a standalone.
Yes. And without any penalties.
Yeah. Donald Trump said last night, look, get on with this. The sooner we deal with it, the better. So, not for the first time, as I say, he's gone on the offensive.
Yeah, and what's really striking is suddenly everybody is in a real hurry to get this done. And there's a lot of worries on the Democratic side or criticism of the Democrats that they're going too quickly, that they could have amassed more evidence, they could have really drawn it out, but they're having a vote probably tomorrow as to whether to send the articles to the full House, where they'll have a debate next week and probably vote to impeach the president before Christmas. And then the Republicans in the Senate are talking about starting the trial in early January. So this could all be done and dusted in early February. The Democrats want to get every Republican in the House and Senate to defend Donald Trump so they can campaign against them in the fall. The Republicans want to get this done quickly so that they can hope that the voters can forget about it by the fall. So, I mean, I think these things have been brought together.
Yeah. Could they, I mean, can they force them individually to take a stance? I mean, other than in a vote, we'll say.
Well, this is the vote. I mean, when it comes up to a vote to impeach and to convict, and you, of course, need a two-thirds majority in the Senate to convict and remove him from office. Everyone will have to be voting.
Yes.
Otherwise, they'll be asked why they didn't vote.
Get impeachment done, to adopt a phrase. And now this inquiry, the impeachment inquiry, it dates back, of course, to a call between President Trump and his Ukrainian counterpart, Vladimir Zelensky, on the 25th of July. Just remind us about that call again, Graham, if you would, and the discussion about Joe Biden and his son.
Now, I mean, again, we don't have the actual full transcript of the call, but the idea was that the president, and it seems like there's considerable evidence that the president's only concern with Ukraine was to get investigations into Joe Biden and his son, Hunter Biden. And that was his only concern, and that it was clear to the Ukrainians that $400 million of military and security aid, which had been voted by Congress, was being held up until there was a public announcement by the president of the Ukraine that those investigations were going to occur.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Democrats, as you say, they want to get this out in the open. They want to see where all the senators stand. The Republicans probably 100% behind Donald Trump. But none of this, it doesn't come without risks for the Democrats, does it?
It doesn't. Again, people may forget, the Republicans have been saying that instead of pursuing any kind of legislation or doing something, and Donald Trump has said this, they're focused exclusively on impeachment. So there is the risk. There's also the risk that, by the end of the summer, people have forgotten or some American people have decided it wasn't really worth it. Currently, the polls show us considerable persistent but bare majority for impeachment and removal from office for Donald Trump. But again, among Republicans, this is just firing them up.
I was just going to say that, yeah. I mean, like, it's in one sense, could it be seen as manna from heaven for Donald Trump? He just needs to be conveying a sense that, look, I'm under attack, I'm under siege, we need to take these guys on.
Yeah, and he is, and this is how he's playing, and he's playing in these grand rallies he has all over the place, where he's sort of expanded the net of people who are out to get him to the FBI, which, of course, there was a recent report. I mean, there's a lot going on. The Independent Inspector General's report in the FBI into the Russian investigation in the first place. And he's taken to calling the FBI scum at these rallies and things like that. So he's really at war with a whole sea of enemies. Mm-hmm. But this seems to be lapped up by the Republican faithful and by a lot of prominent congressmen and women in the Republican Party who feel that that base is enough to get them over the line. The Democrats know this, and so that another thing which is going on is that they've said that they will pass the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, which is the replacement for NAFTA.
NAFTA, yeah.
And a lot of people in the Democratic side are criticizing them for giving the president a major legislative victory in the midst of all this. But I think the Democrats want to show that if the Republicans are prepared to do something which they can get behind, they are actually doing something besides impeaching the president.
So looking ahead now to, you know, the early part of new year, or next year, I should say, we're going to be into the primaries, the Iowa caucus and that kind of thing going on. How are you reading things on the Democrat side? I mean, how much clearer are we about, you know, Joe Biden's prospects, for instance, about getting the nomination?
Well, Joe Biden's up in the polls. It seems like he is back in front-runner status, according to a number of polls, including in key states like Iowa. He's not a sitting senator, whereas a number of senators are still running for president, and some of them are doing well, like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. And they can't campaign in Iowa if they're in the Senate at a Senate trial. And I'm sure Mitch McConnell has this in mind. He's the majority leader in the Senate when he's scheduling the trial. And the Iowa caucuses for the Democrats are on February 3rd. Mm-hmm. So it's January is going to be a very intense month for Senate Democrats.
Cold spot to be doing the canvassing and campaigning. Mike Bloomberg made a bit of a splash a few weeks ago when he announced his intention to get involved. He doesn't need to raise any funds. He's got plenty of money himself. How's he been getting on in the polls?
Not well at all. Again, he's a very well-known candidate. He's not been doing well at the polls, and although he has significant name recognition, he's not testing well, and he has not tested well since he announced. His negatives outweigh his positives among the people they poll. I don't see why he's in the race. I mean, he has all the money he needs, as you say, but there's not a big appetite for another billionaire president, I think.
Little Mike as Trump. I mean, he's got an unerring capacity to just put nicknames on people in a very disparaging sense.
Yeah, Mike Bloomberg has the ultimate comeback there, which is he has something like 50 times the wealth of Trump. So
Poor Donald, he
hits him at where it hurts. Yeah. I mean, but the Democratic Party does have a problem. None of its candidates have that sort of drive necessarily, which an Obama had and so forth. Maybe the closest being Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. And some people in the Democratic Party find them too liberal and are pushing back.
You're going to be back here, Graham. Thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning. That's Graham Finlay there, a lecturer in the School of Politics and International Relations at University College Dublin. We'll take a break.